So bring us up to speed on this lawsuit. Where does it stand at this point?
Well, it's ongoing, and essentially both sides are going through discovery. Boeing's had a motion to dismiss the case, I believe, tossed out. The case is probably going to go on for months, if not possibly years, as both Boeing's lawyers and the National Labor Relations Board go back and forth about basically the second production line for the Dreamliner, for their new Dreamliner jet, which is actually already opened in South Carolina.
So why is the NLRB suing Boeing over a second production line?
They are suing Boeing. They issued the complaint back in April this year because they're alleging that Boeing retaliated against union workers. How they are alleging, Boeing is allegedly retaliating against union workers because they decided to build this second production line in South Carolina, a right-to-work state that generally prohibits union membership because of worries over work stoppages at their unionized operations in Washington. Basically, the complaint from the National Labor Relations Board cites several public statements from Boeing executives expressing worry, concern that if they built this second production line in Washington State, they'd end up hurting the bottom line because of work stoppages from union strikes, things like that. So essentially, the NLRB is alleging that retaliation against union workers, which is against the National Labor Relations Act, and we're now in court.
Well, as you mentioned, this case could be going on for months and years. As this case continues, do they shut down work at that second plant in South Carolina, or do they just keep on going? What's the status there?
I think they keep on going with work there. I'm going to be honest. I'm not completely clear on what happens there.
Well, the plane is not in full production yet. I mean, they're still testing it, and it still has to pass all of its tests before they deliver it to airlines. But I guess the question is, are they taking away work from a union shop in Washington State?
That is what the union is suggesting.
But that plant is still going and still the primary production plant and the original plant for that plane. So since that's a new model, it sounds like there's more work going to the union shop as well as to the new place.
Yes, but the International Association of Machinists, the union in question here, has long had problems with them moving work to South Carolina. And they're in full support of the NLRB's action here, and suggesting it's basically retaliation against union workers, which, I mean, they have huge problems with.
Now, Congressman Darrell Issa has subpoenaed documents. What is that for? Where do things stand with that? How does that play into this whole scenario?
Well, on Monday, Congressman Darrell Issa, he's the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, authorized a subpoena of basically longstanding document requests he had from the Labor Board since May. What those document requests are for basically records regarding the Boeing case. The National Labor Relations Board has until noon this Friday, August 12th, to get back to him with those documents. ISA said they have not been forthcoming. They've stalled on getting me these documents. The National Labor Relations Board has responded saying we've been cooperating. We've gotten them plenty of documents. We continue to work with the committee, and many of these documents he's requested will eventually be made public throughout the trial regarding the Boeing complaint. So how that affects the case is it's unclear if this will – I don't think this would shut down the case, but what it does is it could hamper a very sparsely staffed agency, not one of the bigger places in the federal government, making them work on something separate to the case. It's another thing for them to worry about, and it's kind of another component in this heavy scrutiny they face from this Congress.
I mean, the larger issue here seems to be that there's disagreement over whether the NLRB is expanding or changing longstanding rulings that tilt the playing field in favor of unions, because they've also got a rule they proposed to, for example, shorten the time to maybe days after a union files for organizing at a company that the company has to hold that vote. And it's been, you know, until for, you know, the last 50 years, it's been several months, and now they're moving it down to several weeks. That's one of several moves that the agency has made. So do you think ISA's gambit here in this particular case maybe is trying to take a shot at the general direction of the NLRB?
I think that's probably the overarching strategy of the Republicans in the House. They've been very active in going after the National Labor Relations Board. Even before we had the Boeing complaint, they had offered legislation and amendments into the House to defund the National Labor Relations Board. That actually failed. 60 House Republicans voted against defunding the National Labor Relations Board. It'd be interesting to see what would happen if that vote was held today with the Boeing complaint and, as you mentioned, the new union election rules that are being proposed. Essentially, that's been this year in regard to the National Labor Relations Board is basic Republicans in both the House and the Senate upping their oversight of the Labor Board, promising to block nominees, and also just trying to stymie actions of the board because they believe it is union favoritism.